Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
And the fallout from the Western Derby continues. The ugly incident involving Andrew Gaff set to face the tribunal tonight. I reckon he'll get a minimum of 7 weeks, which means season over and possibly career over with the West Coast Eagles. Some commentators out there are saying that he should leave WA to avoid the scrutiny. This might be a reality. He might head back to Victoria. The heat might be too much in Perth, of course, a two-team town. A bit of a fishbowl environment down there, isn't it? Especially after situations like this. Thoughts on the other side with Andrew Brayshaw as he recovers. He'll be out for the rest of the season. He can't have solids for the next 4 weeks. But, look, he had a promising season up until this incident. And looking forward to seeing what he can do in 2019. Look, there's been a lot of armchair critics with this one. And that's the beauty of this job. You get to come on here, turn on the microphone and tell everybody what you think about the situation. Well, this is what I think. A red card should be introduced into the AFL. Gaff should have never have come back on after the incident. He should have stayed off the entire game. That's what they should have done. And also, look, it was pretty ordinary to see a standing ovation for Gaff when he did come back on Sunday afternoon. But, look, the matter will be dealt with tonight. And I think we'll all move on from it. You know, he's been a pretty clean player. It was just one brain snap, and the entire world has fallen upon him like a ton of bricks. I mean, we've all made mistakes in our life, but of course, footy players are scrutinised more than most people. A heated exchange. I don't know if you saw this on Channel 7 News last night between Baz and Eagles coach Adam Simpson.
You've heard it said that there are cultural issues at West Coast. What do you say to that?
And I haven't heard that, mate. So you can elaborate a little bit if you like.
Well, it's been written about and it's been said. It was said after the incident with the camera operator at the airport with Nick Natanui's arrival. Is there a cultural issue at the club?
I don't think there's a cultural issue at the football club.
An arrogance issue, perhaps?
An arrogance issue?
Well, no, an arrogance issue in that a player, whether they felt compelled...
I don't know what that's got to do with Andrew Gaff getting reported and taken to the tribunal.
I guess what I'm saying is... Is there a perception at the club that players can do what they want to do?
I think you're getting caught up with the media storm today, mate. So I think we need to leave it at that.
Yeah, there's plenty of media storm there yesterday. I did describe it as a heated exchange. It was mildly heated, but I reckon if that went for another 2 or 3 minutes, could have got out of hand. But of course, look, the matter will be dealt with tonight. Gaff will get his punishment and we'll all move on.
I'm out here at Rosedale Village in 2J. It's the official opening of the Butterley Colleges out here. Officially opened just a few moments ago by the Honourable Darren West, MLC. Darren, welcome along. Thanks for coming down and opening a wonderful facility here today.
Well, it's always a good part of the job that I do is to come down and see the happy time of every project. No doubt there's been a lot of work gone into this by the whole community, the Shire, Pindan Constructions, and everyone involved has done a terrific job. The committee need to be commended for such an outstanding project, and it looks fantastic.
Great collaboration between state government and local government, and this is a project that's managed to survive a change of governments, because previous government first thought of the idea, but you've managed to oversee the construction of the units here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, good projects such as this, it's about keeping seniors in the community. It's about giving our seniors a nice place to live where they feel safe and secure and enjoy their quality of life. These are the sort of projects that that cross party political lines, and it was a really good project. We were happy to get behind it during the review that we had when we first got into government, and I'm really pleased to say that this has been supported by both sides, and it's a terrific outcome for 2J.
And what it means for locals is that they can stay here, they can stay independent and enjoy the quality of life that 2J offers, so they don't have to move further away, maybe to the metropolitan area.
Yeah, that's exactly the idea. We keep our seniors here. They are a great volunteer base for our communities. Most of them have been around a while and have done their bit for their community, so it's just good to be able to keep them here. And of course they support the local medical centre and the supermarket and all the services that are in 2J. You know, we need more people in our communities, and this is one way of doing it.
So we're into stage one now. Any plans on stage two?
Yes, certainly. Stage two has been talked about, and we are are going to do more of this across the state, but it comes down to a matter of which communities need this the most. There is a strong demand, especially in places like the Eastern Wheat Belt, where these don't return a strong enough commercial rent to make them viable, so we have to chip in with government support. So there's demand right across the state. It's a concept we're going to continue with, but it's a little bit, it'll come down to, you know, who's got the most need, where the best, most cost-effective way that we can do this as a government, but certainly there are plans for more in 2J.
Well, it's a fantastic facility. We had a tour through before, and I'm sure the residents that move in will benefit greatly from a facility like Rosedale Village. Darren West, thank you very much for officially opening.
That's my pleasure. Anytime.
Cancer Council Western Australia do a tremendous job. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary this year, and Daffodil Day is not too far away. And on the line now is the CEO of Cancer Council WA. I've got Ashley Reid. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Great to talk to you.
Ashley, I want to talk about the roadshow that's heading around Western Australia. Last time we spoke about this, it was coming to Albany, where I was previously, but now it's the Wheatbelt's turn to host the roadshow.
It's a 60th anniversary for Cancer Council, so we are out there celebrating and talking about the great work that the organisation has done over the years, and nearly all of that work has only been possible by the generous donations of Western Australians. So we thought, look, we'll get out of the city and make sure we go and talk to people. We've been down to Albany, up to Broome, heading to Northam on the 15th of August. We'll be going out to Kalgoorlie, so just great to talk to the community and talk about, you know, the latest in cancer control and cancer myths. It's been fantastic.
What are some of the myths that you're looking to bust there, and what are some of the new innovations for detecting cancer?
Yeah, look, we've come an incredibly long way. So look, back when we were founded, the 5-year survival rates for most cancers were about 40%. And now through great improvements in screening and diagnosis and treatment, those 5-year survival rates are up nearly 70%. And for some of the more common cancers, they're up over 90%. So we've come an incredibly long way, and that's through really solid investment in research to improve early detection and better treatments. But we also know that there's a lot of mythology about cancer. The myths page on our website is the most visited page that we have, which is incredible. So there's a lot of misinformation out there. People know that, you know, you hear things on Facebook or on Google, and we really pride ourselves on being the trusted source of info. So what we thought we'd do is, as part of the roadshow, we'd get out there and talk about those myths. So look, some of the top ones are about artificial sweeteners, deodorant, mobile phone still pops up. And look, there's been a lot of research into those kind of top three or four, and there's really just no evidence that they increase your cancer risk. So we're just getting out there and giving people the truth.
And an interesting fact about smoking, back in the 60s, 45% of West Aussies smoked, the adults smoked, but today only 11%. So the message is certainly getting across, isn't it?
Oh, look, indeed. Cancer Council, we really pride ourselves on some of those really long-term education campaigns. And people probably well aware of the campaigns like Make Smoking History, the SunSmart campaign, Slip, Slop, Slap. You probably all heard the jingle. We've got the Live Lighter campaign about good nutrition. But the smoking one's a great example. I mean, even as late as the year 2000, so, you know, very recent, adult smoking rates are up around 25%. They're now down around the kind of 11, 12%. Which is just an incredible gain. Lung cancer is still the leading cause of cancer death in Australia, which is just incredible. And of course, the Cancer Council's worked so hard to reduce those smoking rates. And look, we're really proud of those education campaigns. And, you know, people can still remember a time when you could, you know, smoke in restaurants and smoke on planes and all those things, which we would find completely shocking now. And that's because we've just changed
behaviours. Can't imagine it.
Oh, it's amazing. But we've changed behaviours over time, which shows it can be done.
Sounds of the Wheat Belt, Triple M.
Sounds of the Wheat Belt jackpot for this Tuesday. Thanks to our friends at Middleton Accountants. Jackpot today is at $490. What is our sound and where can you find it? Let us know by calling 132710. Let's go to the phones. Ron in Keller's with us. G'day.
Good morning, Terry.
G'day. What do you reckon our sound of the Wheat Belt is?
Well, would it be shutting the glove box in your car?
Shoving the glove box in the car, yeah. Maybe shoving a few tissues into the glove box for the big trip.
Yeah, you put stuff in there and then shut it and get that click sound, similar sound.
Ryan, unfortunately, I can't give you the money today.
Ah, well, good time, mate. We'll keep trying.
Good on you, Ron.
Have a good day, mate.
You too. Thank you very much.
See ya.
Triple M, Sounds of the Wheat Belt. Let's go out to Cundon and Steve's on the line. Steve, what do you reckon our sound is?
Well, I think it might be the road counters you see out on the road. along Great Eastern Highway.
The road count is on Great Eastern Highway.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we can't count on that being the sound of the wheat belt.
Okay, no worries, mate.
Good on you, Steve.
Thanks, mate.
Let's head out to York, and Anne's with us. Anne, what do you reckon our sound of the wheat belt is?
Is it pressing the button to open the boot of your car?
Pressing the button to open the boot of your car in Northam. We're about to Northam, Anne.
Woolworths Shopping Centre.
Pressing the button of your car at Woolworths in the Boulevard. Unfortunately, that's not it.
Okay.
Good on you, Anne. Enjoy York this morning.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
And lucky last, let's get out to Northam, and Jeremy's with us. What do you reckon our sound of the wheat belt is?
Well, I reckon it sounds like somebody driving over those rubber strips on the road when they do traffic survey.
Driving over the rubber strips on the road for traffic surveys.
Mm.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not it.
Not it?
Not it.
Okay.
Can't give you the money. Sorry, Jeremy.
That's all right.
Good on you, mate. Have a good day.
Yep.
Not only will Australia be reaching 25 million in the population tonight, our sound of the wheat belt reaches a new milestone, $500 tomorrow, all thanks to Middleton Accountants on Triple M.